Good morning. A busy week is in prospect for local investors this week. Not only do we have the company reporting season picking up pace, we'll also have some key economic news to look at as well. At the weekend, we saw a deal of optimism around the progress on trade, which saw US markets end the week on a very solid note with the Dow up by 1.7%. The Chinese press has reported that progress is being made in relation to the most recent talks that wrapped up in Beijing at the weekend. And then on the US side of things, there has been suggestions that the US president could potentially extend that early March deadline, which was such an important line in the sand for the markets, bearing in mind that the US would apply new tariffs on Chinese imports after that date. So that has given the markets some breathing room, and that relief has been expressed in terms of some pretty solid gains. Local SPY futures ended the weekend up by around 0.9%. So we'll kick off firmly in positive territory today. Elsewhere, we pick up pace as far as the company reporting season is concerned on the local front to provide us with a more fulsome snapshot of how corporate Australia is progressing in terms of its profitability. And then on the economics front, a couple of key measures will be released midweek. On Wednesday, we'll have the wage price index released. We've seen job creation that has not really delivered significant wage growth. It'll be a question of whether or not that outcome is delivered in the most recent period. And then, of course, we'll have the unemployment report on Thursday. Elsewhere, we'll have the Reserve Bank board minutes on Tuesday and a number of other readings, but it's the wages and employment figures that'll be most interesting to economists and markets alike. Commodities have generally firmed up on the back of a moderating US dollar. Brent crude oil is up by around 2.6%. Iron ore prices, however, eased by about a half of 1 cent at the weekend. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer at 71.4 US cents.